kids have already died this year in hot cars right here in the U.S.
And it's going to be in the mid-90s all this week in Salt Lake. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is the director of Safe Kids Utah at the Utah Department of Health, Cambry Applegate. And we appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's talk for a moment about the kind of numbers that we've seen here in Utah. Do we have a problem with this here in Utah?
We do get one around every few years. It doesn't happen a lot, but it is something that we are very cognizant of, and it happens across the United States. Every month of the year, we have seen a child die in a hot car. So it's something we work hard to prevent because we don't want to see any here in Utah happening.
Yeah. You kind of get the range of emotions with this, Cambry. I mean, you have some people who say, oh, I need technology. I want to do everything I can to make sure that my kids get out of the car. You have others who almost get mad about it, and they're mad at people, and they say, how could you possibly forget a child in a vehicle? But sadly enough, we're talking to you right now because it does happen sometimes.
It happens way too often, and quite honestly, the reason we see it happen the most is because parents just get busy, you know, and it's not that intentional. They get busy. They're doing other things. They might be out of their routine. That's typically what happens. They're out of their normal routine. They thought they may have already dropped the child off somewhere, or that the other parent was taking care of the child that morning or afternoon. And it happens, unfortunately.
Maybe we should disabuse people of a few common misunderstandings, like cracking a window or parking in the shade is not enough.
No. Especially in the summer months, the temperature in the car will rise very quickly. And children, their little bodies just can't handle that heat as well as adult bodies can. And so their temperature will rise much quicker, and they have a harder time regulating their temperature. So our message is never leave your child alone in the car for any reason at any time, whether it's summer or not.
Cambry, we also have, unfortunately, a child who got near a swimming pool, was recovered, apparently seems to be recovering, at least as the latest information that we have this morning. But, man, whether it's, you know, cars or swimming pools, you just have to be extra vigilant in the summertime about your kids, don't you?
Definitely. And I believe I saw a story, unfortunately, that child did pass away this morning. And such an unfortunate accident, and something that can be prevented. One thing I tell parents, you know what, it's hard to keep track of your kids all the time. I get that. I've got a little 20-month-old. He's everywhere. But one thing that I tell parents just as a quick tip, if you can't find your locate your child, check any areas of water that are near or around your house, inside your house. Kids can drown in little as an inch of water. So check those areas first, then check your car. If your kids aren't there, then you can check other areas. But we want to make sure that you're checking the places where they could potentially get hurt the quickest. So that's just kind of a good tip for parents when they have lost their child. Check those vital areas first, and then check everywhere else.
Do you have a website with more information for parents?
Definitely. SafeKids.org is a great resource for everything safety for kids.
We appreciate your time, Cambry.
Yeah, thank you.
Cambry Applegate is the director of Safe Kids Utah at the Utah Department of Health. Appreciate you.
KSL News.